Section 7. Something in my mind just told me I didn't have to shoot yet. What is valuable about Fife's diagnosis is how it turns the usual discussion of police shootings on its head. The critics of police conduct invariably focus on the intentions of individual officers. They talk about racism and conscious bias. The defenders of the police, on the other hand, invariably take refuge in what Fife calls the split-second syndrome. An officer goes to the scene as quickly as possible. He sees the bad guy. There is no time for thought. He acts. That scenario requires that mistakes be accepted as unavoidable. In the end, both of these perspectives are defeatist. They accept as a given the fact that once any critical incident is in motion, there is nothing that can be done to stop or control it. And when our instinctive reactions are involved, that view is all too common. But that assumption is wrong. Our unconscious thinking is, in one critical respect, no different from our conscious thinking. In both, we are able to develop our rapid decision-making with training and experience. Are extreme arousal and mind blindness inevitable under conditions of stress? Of course not. De Becker, whose firm provides security for public figures, puts his bodyguards through a program of what he calls stress inoculation. In our test, the principal, the person being guarded, says, "Come here, I hear a noise." And as you come around the corner, boom, you get shot. It's not with a real gun. The round is a plastic marking capsule, but you feel it. And then you have to continue to function. Then we say, "You've got to do it again. And this time, we shoot you as you're coming into the house." By the fourth or fifth time you get shot in simulation, you're okay. De Becker does a similar exercise where his trainees are required to repeatedly confront a ferocious dog. In the beginning, their heart rate is 175. They can't see straight. Then the second or third time, it's 120. And then it's 110, and they can function. That kind of training, conducted over and over again, in combination with real-world experience, fundamentally changes the way a police officer reacts to a violent encounter. Mind reading, as well, is an ability that improves with practice. Sylvan Tompkins, maybe the greatest mind reader of them all, was compulsive about practicing. He took a sabbatical from Princeton when his son Mark was born and stayed in his house at the Jersey Shore, staring into his son's face long and hard, picking up the patterns of emotion, the cycles of interest, joy, sadness, and anger that flash across an infant's face in the first few months of life. He put together a library of thousands of photographs of human faces in every conceivable expression and taught himself the logic of the furrows and the wrinkles and the creases, the subtle differences between the pre-smile and the pre-cry face. Paul Ekman has developed a number of simple tests of people's mind-reading abilities. In one, he plays a short clip of a dozen or so people claiming to have done something that they either have or haven't actually done, and the test taker's task is to figure out who is lying. The tests are surprisingly difficult. Most people come out right at the level of chance. But who does well? People who have practiced. Stroke victims who have lost the ability to speak, for example, are virtuosos because their infirmity has forced them to become far more sensitive to the information written on people's faces. People who have had highly abusive childhoods also do well. Like stroke victims, they've had to practice the difficult art of reading minds. In their case, the minds of alcoholic or violent parents. Ekman actually runs seminars for law enforcement agencies in which he teaches people how to improve their mind-reading skills. With even half an hour of practice, he says, people can become adept at picking up micro-expressions. "I have a training tape and people love it," Ekman says. "They start it and they can't see any of these expressions. 35 minutes later, they can see them all." What that says is that this is an accessible skill.